Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splittorff. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splittorff. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinbloom for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams. throws the ball into Alvarado, who tags Kirkpatrick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mayberry scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Splittorff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Floyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Sheinblum reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheinblum scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayberry moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Splittorff moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Splittorff moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Splittorff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is hit by the pitch. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Phil Regan now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kirkpatrick scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Splittorff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Splittorff reaches third base with a triple. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Floyd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheinblum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman pinch hits for Phil Regan. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Alvarado moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Alvarado moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum, who is chasing the ball. Reichardt reaches third base with a triple. Alvarado scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Royals. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Steve Keeley now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Morales moves to third. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Tom Bradley pinch runs for Jay Johnstone. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Roger Nelson now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.